And I couldn't wait to get here. And I haven't left since, really.
Keith Richards first came to the U.S. in 1964 as a 21-year-old obsessed with American blues music, playing guitar in a band that hadn't even charted in the U.S. yet. But as Keith describes in his new memoir, Life, things eventually turned out okay for him and the Rolling Stones. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Chances are you've heard about Keith Richards' new book, Life. It's gotten a lot of publicity, not only because it's the story of a Rolling Stone who's well known for his decadent life, but also because critics from the New York Times to Rolling Stone to the New Yorker are saying it's an honest, entertaining read. And not just the sex, drugs, and rock and roll parts, but also surprising revelations like Keith's secret fantasy of being a librarian. So, Keith Richards likely felt right at home when he spoke with FUV music reviewer Anthony DeCurtis at the New York Public Library in front of a small audience of very enthusiastic fans. The event sold out in a record 42 seconds, but luckily FUV was there with our recorders rolling as Keith talked about his love of American music and what it's like being famous.
I've sort of grown into it. There was a point I was ready to, you mean I have to be famous to do this, you know, and then the answer is you can't do this and nobody knows who you are, right? So, okay, I get it. And, so I slowly grew into fame the hard way. And of course, most of it is just, it's fun, you know. Hey, what's so hard about being famous, really, you know? Hey, what I'd say, well, a little difficult to go to the movies, you know. Sometimes I don't feel like going down to the supermarket, you know. But you get over that. I mean, it's just part of the job eventually. And I mean, I hate to say, I hate to feel that I ever took it for granted. But because, hey, I mean, you're all my mates. You're all my, you know, you made me.
Pass by. It ain't the latest thing. I'm just standing in a doorway. I'm just trying to make some sense out of these girls are passing by. The tales they tell.
Basically, I've got to say, I'm not America, maybe should realize more about itself. The last century or two been or so have been, the rest of the world has been fascinated by American music. Maybe because there are so many different cultures being arriving here and learning how to integrate and cross-section ideas are coming across from different cultures. Which you didn't have in Europe. American music had, my mother, I listened growing to American music, jazz basically, you know, Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald. So I was being brought up on American music without even knowing it. The force and power of American music has probably been the most sort of underrated or unrecognized forces that have come out of this country.
Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing around your hive. Well, I'm a king bee, baby, buzzing around your hive. Yeah, I can make honey, baby. Let me come inside. Well, I'm a king, babe. Want you to be my queen. Well, I'm a king, babe, baby. Want you to be my queen. Together we can make honey the world has never seen.
The Rolling Stones with I'm a King Bee. We heard from Keith Richards talking about his new memoir, Life, as part of the New York Public Library's Live from the NYPL programming series. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.